At last, I have reached the tallest peak in all the world, where the wisest person lives. Finally, I'll get the answers I seek.
Welcome. I am the wisest person in the world. Ask me your question.
What is my purpose in life? What should I be doing to achieve pure happiness?
You must stream Game Master Monday.
Come again.
Game Master Monday, the bi-weekly podcast that plays a new one-shot in a new system in a new setting with a new cast every episode. Listening to their funny jokes and wild stories is the only path to happiness, my child.
Sick. I'm going to go home and binge the whole thing right now.
What a nice kid. Oh dear, he fell off the mountain. Now they'll never know how good Game Master Monday is.
So I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we're in a weird era where remakes are happening all the damn time. Some good, some bad. I want to know what your general thoughts are when it comes to all these remakes coming out. Because I heard, I have not seen, but apparently the Avatar remake, I can't pass judgment on the show. I can only pass judgment on what I have seen the writer say, and it is not too good.
Shocking.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to be said about that, but I will not pass judgment on the show until I see it.
I have a controversial opinion. It's my opinion that I was already gonna go with, so I'm just gonna leapfrog you there, Jake.
Sure.
I cut the mic.
I like video game and anime adaptations to screen, especially these days, because, like, I don't go into them with the expectations that the fans of those shows and games go into, because, by design, animes and video games don't adapt to screen well, because they're immersive RPG, like, when you're trying to condense it down to a couple of hours or a couple of episodes, it's just not the same. Like, most animes run many seasons and lots of episodes with lots of filler and time to develop stories that live actions just don't. So, like, I saw Cowboy Bebop, I saw Yu Yu Hakusho, I've seen a couple others. I enjoy them. I just enjoy them for what they are.
Actually, to kind of jump on your point, Kelly, the one I was going to go with was the One Piece Netflix live action show.
Yeah, I didn't watch. I didn't watch One Piece, best. But I want to watch the Netflix show. I don't have time Netflix for that show. I didn't start watching when I was 5 years old.
That is the main reason why nobody.
I'm talking
can start
about
it.
The Netflix one. Just watch that.
Yeah, I do want to watch
like
that.
8 episodes. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's not bad, actually. Yeah.
They finally accepted the fact. It's like, okay, if you want to do a live-action version of anime, you just gotta go weird. Mm-hmm. You try to make it realistic, no one's
just
gonna like it.
Make it weird,
it.
Yeah.
Right. With Avatar, I don't have, almost any expectations other than I like some of the actors, and I like the general story. But, like, that show is one of the most perfect shows ever made.
I agree.
There's no way the live action is going to even come close to sniffing the greatness of the cartoon. Yeah. But, like, I don't really
care. I do not envy the writers that have to, like, all right, we're going to take this show and try to make it better. It's like, you can't. You're not going to. It's going to be bad.
Do not make it better.
And everybody's going to laugh at you.
Yeah. It's like most of the time whenever it comes to remakes anyway, like, it's usually a beloved franchise. And then they're like, you know what, let's try to redo it. And it's usually, it pans. I will say a remake that came out that was okay was Dune, because I remember watching the David Lynch version, which was fun.
Uh-huh.
but the one that came out, I think was it the first part came out? I haven't seen the second part yet, but was it like last year, I think?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
thought it was fine. Like, pretty decent. I mean, there's other times... I mean, actually, would you consider this a remake? probably not because it's a completely different thing, but like a Dungeons and Dragons thing. Like, you know, the original movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then they decide to make Dungeons and Dragons again.
But yeah, I mean, that's one of the series that I don't know why they just don't keep pumping them out like Marvel movies, because like it could be a different cast, it could be a different story, it could be a different director every fucking time, and every single one of them we would go see. So like, and they don't have to be consistent. They could be different universes for all we care. Yeah,
I liked the Dune remake, the recent Dune remake too. I'm looking forward to the next one coming out later this year.
Just make sure you get your popcorn bucket.
Yes, that one. That one that definitely, you know, that popcorn bucket that definitely wasn't controversial or weird at all.
Wait, what was the popcorn bucket? I missed that.
Just Google Dune popcorn bucket and then look at memes. You'll figure it out.
Like I said with like the writers for Avatar, the other person I felt bad for like doing a remake was, believe it or not, Will Smith, but he had to do Genie from Aladdin. And it's like, how do you... There's no performance you're going to put up that's going to do as well as Robin Williams.
Yeah. Robin Williams.
It's just not fair. Yeah. Yeah. Why are you doing it to him?
The legendary convenient actor.
He was a phenom in that.
It's the sandworm mouth, and it doesn't translate well to a popcorn tin.
Just reach your hand in there, Kelly. Just reach your hand and get some buttery goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, buttery something.
I haven't seen it, but I'm feeling a little scared.
By description alone, I don't think I'm going to look it up.
That's fun.
You really should. If only so you can suffer with us.
It's only when they looked at it and they're like, "Yep, this is fine." And I'm just like, "Really? No one?"
No,
okay?
I think this is a case of the sample from the factory and the mass produced product from the factory were two different things.
Yeah, it was they didn't get the revision 2. They only saw the revision 1. It was
Yeah, so my favorite remake has to be the Netflix remake of Bein' Puppycat. Bein' Puppycat was originally on a YouTube-only release through Fred Rader Studios. And I think the writer of Bein' Puppycat just, like, inked a deal with Netflix. It's like, yeah, I'll bring over my show. But what they did is, when I started watching, it was like, oh, Bein' Puppycat on Netflix? Yeah, definitely. I'm like, I don't think I ever finished that YouTube show. And I was like, wait, I don't think the YouTube show ever finished. So when I was watching it, like, the first 5 episodes were like, these feel really familiar.
Uh-huh.
But are subtly different.
Okay.
And there are like differences between like the YouTube and the Netflix one. The changes are incredible.
Okay.
Like the extra stuff that the writer was able to add in is just phenomenal.
I've never heard of this show.
Oh, Bein' Puppycat.
How have you
is
not?
A gem.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's a gem.
Yeah, yeah. That's good, yeah. It's in is it the same animator that did Adventure Time, or is it
I don't know.
Probably some of the like, animators.
Because Fred Rader Studios, did Adventure Time.
So if you like Adventure Time, and it's definitely more adult humor, like there's definitely just like they curse sometimes, like it's so genuinely original. I love it. Yeah, you should watch that.
Tim, I don't think I've ever even heard you mention the show. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, see, me and Kelly on the same boat.
How did Tim and I know? What, this makes no sense. What universe are we in?
I've never heard you guys talk about
this
show.
Weebs.
It's an incredible show. Netflix, awesome. Watch it. I got kicked off of Netflix recently. I'm still trying to do a workaround.
What do you mean you got kicked off of Netflix?
Well, okay.
You offended the wrong person.
I don't have Netflix.
Yeah,
remember, they shut down,
down
password sharing? You have to be on the home internet. So, Jake, what we're going to do, and this is completely off the record, is I'm going to set up a VPN from my home network to your home network, and then I'm going to stream Netflix through the VPN connection. That way, Netflix will think I'm streaming it from your house.
Sure. I didn't hear anything you just said. So
cool.
One of my favorites.
If you listen closely, you can hear the Netflix assassin entering the room right now.
And then they go, never mind. Jake denied everything. Called off. One of the remakes that I didn't even know this was a remake until I watched the original, but The Fly.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
So wow. The Fly would.
So the Timothée Chalamet version is the latest version.
So when I watched Jeff Goldblum's The Fly, that was a great movie, and it still is. It's like gross. It's weird. It's Jeff Goldblum, so it's awesome. And then I went back and I watched the original, which is in like black and white. Mm-hmm. It's a very old film. It is still very good. It's definitely constrained by the times and the technology of film at the time, but it's very good. But two different movies, because the old black and white one is definitely weird and obtuse. It's sort of like a Twilight Zone sort of thing, while The Fly with Jeff Goldblum is a horror film. Awesome movies, both of them, but I like the fact that they did do a remake with Jeff Goldblum, that one, but they made it different, but it was still The Fly. It was still the same premise. They just took it in a different direction.
It's because, and I think it's David Cronenberg. That's why.
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. And that's the right way to do it, is that, like, take the same premise. You can still take The Fly, man, teleporter machine, fly situation, and just do something different with it. And it was done well. And I think that's why that one is the more popular and well-remembered one, besides just time itself. But, yeah, I just think that that's the right way to do it, so.
Dude, on a similar vein, different type of movie, the Amazon Mr. and Mrs. Smith show, the remake, I'm guessing it was originally books, but there was the movie, the Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie the movie, and that movie was like, you know, it was whatever, it was okay. Mr. and Mrs. Smith show on Amazon is written, directed, created and written by Donald Glover, and it is fucking amazing.
Oh, I wanted to start that the other night.
It's so good, and it's not what you think. And it's like the slow burn, like, show that you just don't expect. And it's so, 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 so good.
I might have to drag Hannah to the TV and watch it.
Rebecca and I just watched back-to-back great shows. One of them was The Bear on Hulu, which is one of the best shows I've seen. It's like one of the best shows I've ever seen. Like,
yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. But then we watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith as, like, kind of a throwaway show. We're like, eh, we like Donald Glover, and we started this. We're like, holy crap, this is amazing.
That's good.
See, the other night I had a choice between watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith or Underdogs, the Snoop Dogg movie, and I chose Underdogs, which it's not because Ariel is with the babes, and like she just walked in and like looked at me and she's like, huh, you chose this movie, huh? And she's like, I didn't expect that.
Why not? Honey, why?
There was so much cursing. Oh, so much cursing. But
what?
It was
cursing. What? The movie made by Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg? What?
The children were cursing.
Turned out with a giant joint sticking out of his mouth.
Just call me TJ.
Are they smoking the devil's lettuce?
It was a hilarious movie, though.
Well, maybe somebody will remake The Four of You after you fucking die, because...
Oh, God, I just opened Foundry and saw the golem and got depressed.
This is going to be the hardest fight you have ever experienced in this adventure.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Whoa.
Yes.
I mean, the hardest one, Adelar got fucking killed, but no, I mean, that was
a bunch of freak natural ones. That was by mere chance that Adelar died in that. This is one of the fights that I like looked at it and I went, oh, okay.
Okay, sorry, I have to turn my battle lights on.
Turn my battle lights on. Boom. Too.
Uh-oh.
Down the I'm on code red here.
Same.
For everyone, Mark has his chrome trigger lights on. So
it went from blue to red.
As you guys opened the door into this warehouse, actually, let me take a little bit of a step back here. As you guys got to Sunset Imports, you encounter the woman named, what was her name? Zandrani Varsnerstil. And there was a very weird situation where you guys were trying to, like, figure out what she was doing, and she was just asking you guys to leave, and you can see after a bit of an interaction with her, and her just being very rude to you guys, that she was just scared. She was the most scared person you've ever met. And she explains that she made a deal with somebody, they turned out to be the Scarlet Triad, and now they're pretty much holding her business hostage and are doing work out of it. And with all the history and stuff like that, it just seemed like a good deal at the time, and now everything has gone completely to shit for her. And so she was just acting out of fear. She's acting out of fear for herself because she didn't know what would happen. She was acting out of fear for being involved with something, so she just wanted you guys to leave because that was just the easiest option. And so after tears welling up in her eyes and falling down her face, the four of you guys just said, leave, we'll take care of it. And you guys opened up the door into the warehouse, and you saw a golem.
He's just a big old boy.
Nigh made of clay, but made of stone. This is a stone golem. It is easy to see. I don't even need to... we'll find out the abilities, but it's a stone golem. I can certainly tell you that.
Maybe he's friendly.
Maybe. Maybe you guys are scared for no reason.
Hmm.
Maybe I was bluffing with that statement I made earlier. I am
it's basically 2E's version of the Iron Giant.
No, that's adamantium.
I stay.
You go. I want everybody to roll initiative as you guys walk into the room.
Oh, man.
This is easy. I'm invisible. So.
That's true. So while we're rolling initiative, let's go ahead and talk about our... Let's talk about our ideas and what kind of what we want to have happen here, and also let's talk about what your angle is walking into this room. Because you know how devastating it was last time when you fought one of these things, fought a golem. So we will talk about what you guys are, where your headspace is at. Stone Golem rolled pretty low here, but let's go around. Grimshaw, what did you get?
Grimshaw destabilized his timeline. So you see his body fluctuate in and out of time, slowing down and speeding up, oscillating between the two, and finally resting on a burst of speed as he's able to get a jump in the timeline and get a 33.
Ooh, nice.
Always good.
That's a very hot start there. Kesra Devrajan.
A surprising 31.
Whoa.
You're not supposed to get that.
Yeah, but that's a natural 18. Almost the best
I could get. Right. Gave you those numbers.
What did I roll? A D30? Benson, what'd you get?
Well, Benson, seeing this golem, knowing that these people have been torturing this woman in her business and they tricked her, pure rage. Through Benson, as he shrieks out using intimidating shout, rolling with his intimidation, Grimshaw actually sees Benson pass him. Because with a natural 18, I rolled a 38.
Oh,
Kesra, are you going to be last again?
Man. He's not last.
Oh.
And if this thing can be intimidated, he's fucking intimidated.
It can't, so don't worry about it.
I don't think I'm physically able to go behind Alk. I don't think it's possible.
I rolled a 10 and got a 31.
Oh, man.
You're disgusting.
So you beat me because you're dexterous.
He could take assurance on initiative and be fine.
I could technically.
Yeah. Take assurance and be like...
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm rolling for stealth, too, because I am invisible.
Currently, right.
So. Yeah, so yeah, yeah, sure. So.
Wow.
All right, so... I am going to get this underway here.
Kesra is also invisible, if you remember.
Right.
Right. Okay. Oh, so the only visible ones are Benson and Grimshaw.
Yep.
Get the fuck out. Dodge away from them.
Okay.
The champions. The only ones. All
right. Champions, it is your turn. Benson, you are going first.
Well, only one thing for Benson to do, and that's charge in and probably die.
Hey!
There's nothing wrong with taking up defensive positions either.
Yep.
That's entirely true.
Remember, you guys don't have buffs on.
Benson is a buff. I guess I'll take up a defensive position here.
Okay.
And use my... I will ready in action. If he gets close enough to me, I will attack.
Okay.
Solid.
Grimshaw, it's your turn.
So you readied in action there, John?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you always have your shield, which is so nice, but I need to spend an action to raise it. I'm really thinking about just going up there and bashing it. Let me see what the distance is.
Well, you have, like, what, 1,000 feet of free movement?
Ooh, actually, I I do not have enough. I only have 30 feet, so...
Oh, man.
Woof.
It is oddly placed in the center of the warehouse away from... like, just far enough away from everybody from the doors.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Ooh, actually... I will... So this... Okay, so I am going to move... This is so good. I'm going to move right next to Benson. And I'm going to do reversing charge.
Sure. Oh, so good. So you move 20 feet into the room and then reversing charge it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It works.
Man, everyone just get away from it. I'll kite it the whole battle. Just stay invisible. I don't know how you can do that.
Once a turn?
Yeah, man.
What the fuck is your character?
Remember, mine is the third party.
He bought the collector's edition game with all the DLC.
Right.
I actually have to commit to my movement.
Pay to play, baby. Also, these dice are so loaded tonight. That's a 37 to hit.
That's gonna be a 37 to hit. That is a hit, my friend.
I know, just a hit.
It's not a crit.
Nope. Crit? That was a natty 18, so... Boys, we ain't critting unless it's a nat 20.
Shocking.
Right.
We probably still wouldn't crit the clay golem if anything
else. Yeah. So it's 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. You said 15?
Yep.
It looks like not all of that went through.
Yep.
Good catch.
Even with the bludgeoning, I was hoping bludgeoning was like an exception or something.
Bludgeoning has been an exception in a lot of things, but not this one.
Weird.
Yep.
This thing, it's really tough.
Okay.
What?
I've never faced something like this before in my life.
No, you did not. Elkwood, your turn.
Okay. Looking, because he's not approaching this thing yet. But he's looking at this girl. Is this girl gone, or is she just standing there?
So Drani, she is gone. I will remove her.
We told her to go.
Yeah, she's gone. Was there.
Just trying to get a Reuben.
I'm sorry, I ruined your version. My bad.
My version is ruined. I'm disappointed.
I'm a bad GM.
I'm disappointed. I want a refund. Let's see. Elfwood, he's going to... he's going to go up to the doors.
Okay.
I'm having a weird feeling that leaving these doors open is going to fuck with us.
Okay.
The fact that she was, like, being nervous, I don't want us to be sandwiched in.
Gotcha.
All
right.
So he's going to go up to these doors and take pretty much all three actions to close.
Yeah, it's a double door, so it's a walk, action, action.
He's going to call Vamir in as well.
Okay.
So.
All right. I'll say you can do that, because it should, yeah. I say if you spend your whole turn doing... That's four actions, but I'll let you do that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, but, so he'll be by the door at this point.
Got
but,
it.
From what she was acting, how she was acting, it made it sound like the triad could just come back.
Right.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
We see your golem and raise you a burb.
We got a burb. Big one.
Kezra, it is your turn.
Kezra is going to roll knowledge.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep, that's what we needed.
Does Kezra know shatter?
So if you would like, it would be arcana or crafting.
All right, do you want to roll it or me?
You roll.
All right. Crafting's better, actually. But it's a shit roll.
Oof.
It's 13.
13 total?
No, sorry, 19. It was a natural 3.
Well, still.
I can roll Arcana.
If you... Hold on. You think... Let's see. You remember something about acid.
Something about acid. I'm just going to take another action for Arcana.
Okay.
26.
26. You're like, there's something about acid. I don't know if they make them with acid. Maybe acid hurts them. I don't remember.
Great.
Anybody have acid splash?
Well, Kesra remembers that the clay golem was injured by ice, so for now, he's just going to continue to be invisible and move into the room behind these barrels, closer to Benson and Grimshaw.
And
that is my turn.
I'm shocked we are going before this thing.
Yeah, it rolled the lowest. All right, it is the stone golem's turn. The stone golem is going to... It turned in the moment that you guys walked in, and it is going to march directly up to the edge of... to be in between Grimshaw and Benson. And it is going to do two things. That was one action to do that. It's then going to do something where it puts its hands together.
Benson's attack goes off first.
My attack would go off first.
There you go. And
Benson kills it.
And
one
Benson
shot.
Kills it.
This is going to be the next Drake.
Crit it and get us a good point card.
I definitely didn't fucking crit it, but that's still a 29.
Miss.
I knew it.
I need everybody to make me a fortitude save.
Everyone?
Everybody except Elkwood, who was in the other room, luckily.
Hmm.
I'm leaving.
Bye.
When you mentioned going up to the door, it's just like he steps outside and locks the door.
I know what happened last time with a golem.
Oh, gosh.
We just kept closing the door until it got pissed off.
It really hated those things.
32 for Benson.
32, that is a success.
Means it's a crit success.
Yeah. Grimshaw, what'd you get?
36.
36, that is a success.
Crit.
And Kesra?
26.
That is a fail.
Yeah,
that's
pretty, pretty bad roll.
You are slowed one for 1 minute.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's awful.
That's less than ideal.
Oh, my gosh.
That actually ruins my entire strategy.
Yep. Oh but, my gosh.
Like, well, for the whole combat.
Yep.
So
this reminds me of
there's a handy
stone.
Three action spell I was wanting to cast.
Yep, I'm sure. I'm very sure.
This reminds me of those stone knights from Dark Souls 1.
I was actually about to reference that right now, yeah. Because those things have that. And apparently, stone golems have had that throughout, like their history of creatures.
Was
yeah.
this a was this a magical... effect?
It says arcane and concentrate, so perhaps.
Would 27 have helped me?
No.
Okay. Well,
would 28 have helped?
Nope. Kelly, do you for that three action whatever, do you just need it for one turn?
Yep.
I can make that happen.
Cool. Okay.
Just wait. I mean, I'm going to go before you, but so.
Well,
I'm going to
yeah,
make
but,
it happen for you.
All right. In which case, it is going to then attack Benson with a fist.
Whew.
So it goes up and puts his hands together, and then after it sees that nobody is slowed, because it doesn't know Kesra's there,
yeah.
It takes its fist and just tries to bonk Benson.
Head bonk.
That is going to be a 35 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Yeah.
When in doubt.
Is going to be 27 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, fuck.
You bastard. Actually, not 27 points of bludgeoning damage, because I use a liberating step.
Dude, okay. Paladins, if you've got more than one, this shit is just broken.
Yeah, so just, like, take 12 points off of that. Yeah.
So what you're saying is we have to roll up four paladins and just
four champions of some kind, yeah.
Yep,
four
yep.
Liberating
step. Legit not a bad strat.
Except when a single will save happens and everyone goes, hey, I hate this game.
The GM cheated.
Alright, that is its turn. Benson, it comes to your turn.
Benson is going to use an action to use his rune of changing, or shifting rune,
okay.
And turn his sword into a warhammer.
Alright.
And he is going to do a good old strike. Fuck you. I get a plus 19 to that, and it was a 21.
Oh, Yeah, that's a miss.
Okay, second swing, last one I can do. Oh, fuck you, 26. Okay, right. I'm never using Foundry's dice again.
You say that. I think you say that every episode.
Yeah, I think I do.
Fuck Foundry's dice. Next episode.
All right. Do you want to know why I said this would be the hardest combat that we've ever had?
Because he's about to haste himself?
No.
Another golem shows up, I'm going to drive your house and beat you, Jake.
No.
Okay.
Arguably might be worse, to be honest with you. You hear from the back of the room, the back of the warehouse, as you hear, two things. So, while the fighting was going on, you heard something in the back, and you heard, "Please! Please help me! Help me! They capture me!" And then, as you sort of turn around, you see two figures coming around the corner. It is a slaver demon and another Scarlet Triad bruiser.
No.
Yeah.
No. You're kidding.
I'm not.
It's a one eye and a slaver demon.
Correct.
I don't play this game anymore.
What?
Well, fuck.
What?
Yep.
Oh, that doesn't make any my sense. God.
What?
I hate this fucking game.
I mean, do we just leave?
I think we might have to. This is beyond what we can handle. Like, I'm 90%
sure.
Yeah,
like, the stone golem is one thing, but having a slaver demon that can teleport...
At will.
And Wilson's with his build... Oh, my God.
I say we block out all the doors and set the building on fire.
Yeah, let's
that's a good
that.
Idea.
So as they come around the corner, you see the two of them just running at you, and then the man, the Scarlet Triad Bruiser, the one eye, he has two eyes, he's not one
yeah,
eye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks and he goes, "Look, Kron, the break into us."
Oh,
oh God!
He said the thing again.
He said the thing.
You said the thing. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Oh my gosh. Okay, legit. Are we going to run? Or are we going to try to fight for a little bit?
I guess we can try to fight for a little bit, but I don't see how this goes
that,
in my favor.
That slaver demon can teleport. That
yeah.
The guy's just going to come over and start
teleport.
He can prone.
He can freaking take over our minds.
Yeah, that's he can dominate true. One of you guys.
He can dominate one of us.
Oh now, gosh. One way we could play this is they're relatively far away right now. I know the slaver demon can teleport, but
right.
Me and Grimshaw tank the golem. You, Elk, and Kezra just dump damage down their way. Maybe we can hold this thing off long enough to give us a chance.
No,
that's the only thing I see.
I think this is our only chance to get out. All four of us. That's how I see it.
Wait, like leave?
I think if we try to run later, someone's not getting out.
Yeah.
That's my take. I think right now is as good a chance as any for us to get out. And
like
if we try to fight a round or two, someone's going to be left behind.
Yeah, because if it was just a slaver demon, like that's... I mean, that's tough. It's definitely tough, but like with the other guy coming up and either taking pot shots or just tripping or knocking us down, and then the golem just stomps, I mean...
Like, I'm already
you know,
slowed.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like,
that's right. Kezra's slowed.
Yes. And like, there's no shame in not have an understanding that this is what we were going to run into
yeah.
here.
I already have a strategy for when we come back, so I'm good to leave.
All right, so you guys want to
lighting the house on fire. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kezra is still invisible. Elkwood's still invisible.
Yeah. I just open the door. Be fun. Just
yeah.
Leave.
I've still got my cloak of the mountain back, so
you have your cloak, so you can teleport out.
Yep.
And okay, and I'm yeah.
And you're stupid with movement, so yeah.
I am. Yeah.
Yep. Alright, so, good. Grimshaw, it is your turn. It is your call to make right now.
Alright. Fall back! Fall back! And I have three actions. I can move 90 feet with those three actions, so I take off.
Remember, Benson, translocate, you have to be able to see where you're going.
I know, but both of these sets of doors are open. I can make
yeah,
it work.
Because we didn't close any doors. So he literally just has to get to...
I'll close the front doors.
I'll close the front door?
Yeah, I just closed the front door.
I can open the front door on my way out.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want me to count my movement, I can certainly count it.
Yeah, I believe you can make it, but go ahead and count it. If that's what you're doing, go ahead and count it. And then...
You hit control or shift? What's the one where you can kind of like...
Oh, if you hit space, it'll move your character that way, yeah.
Oh, no, not space. I want to, like, measure it out all the way. Around corners.
I don't remember that one. Is it shift, maybe? No?
Control?
Alt. Riveting radio.
I know, right?
All right, I think I have enough movement. Let's see. This is 20... This is 45, so we're at 65. Wait, do I really not have enough movement to get to the door and open it?
Maybe the golem will stay in the room he's guarding.
Oh my gosh. Let me go back.
All right. Grimshaw running in this room. Well, you can do the math.
Let me see. Okay.
Elkwood, you just closed the door, and then Grimshaw comes running into the room.
Why? What's going on?
What's going on out there?
I don't see what the hell's going on.
Yeah, no matter what way I cut it, it's 65 feet all there.
Right. So you can get to the door and then open it or not?
No, I can. Okay. I can. That's three. It's three actions to get to the door. Gosh, okay.
Really? Three actions? I thought you had like 40 feet per action.
No, I have 30 feet. When the cloak is activated, it gets stupid. But my cloak is not activated.
Right.
It's okay. Elkwood can open the door.
Yeah. True.
Wait. Should I just hold then? I'll just hold.
Open the door.
Yeah,
I think I'm, because we go before them, so I think I'm just gonna, I hear the door close, I just call out, fall back, and I'm gonna hold my action until I hear the door open.
Alright.
So I just hold. That's it.
Okay. Alright, so you hold your turn. Yep. Elkwood, your turn.
I locked the door now,
sorry. You're in here with me,
suckers.
No, he
I finally have them where I want them.
Yes. Unlocks the door.
All right.
Commands Vimir to fall back as well. And
Vimir's like, I just got here, bro. What do you
mean? I just got here. What the fuck, man? So then Vimir with two move actions moves. Like goblin mount too.
Yeah.
Like Vimir just takes off into the sky. Like he's just like, all right. And that's one action, two actions. Yeah. Okay, that's it. Because I have
you're outside.
Command him to leave.
I think I'm actually gonna hold my turn until after Benson goes, because I want to match his speed. Because if he gets in a bad way, I want there to be two targets, not one.
Got it. All right. Kezra, it is your turn. You are still invisible, but you are slowed.
Kezra is going to exit through the north door.
Okay, where he came in.
I don't even know what my speed is.
I mean, at least you're invisible, so.
Yeah.
There's also a good chance that demon can see him.
Yeah.
I can't remember if they had true sight or not.
I feel like they might. Didn't Elkwood, you were sneaking around and the slave dude was like, oh, I see you, or something like that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Hold on.
I was up on the mast and I shot him.
That's what it was.
What's up?
He's all like, I don't like people shooting
me. His bonuses to everything are crazy, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's so slow, he just has to continue moving. So I'm gonna just keep moving down the hall back towards the main way.
Alrighty. Next it comes to the demon, the Calavacus Slaver demon named Kron. He is going to, what's his speed?
Well, his name's Kron.
His name's Kron.
And he has a job to do?
We call that a cron job.
I've got a cron job.
That's some nerd computer humor for all my nerd computer bros. Yeah, like and subscribe.
That's how I knew it was, because I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about.
Let's see, and what is the range on this? So he comes up to the two, he comes up to some, next to some boxes, and he can see Benson and Grimshaw. Which one does he want to do? I guess he would notice both of your shields bearing the symbol of two awful goody-two-shoe gods.
Got some good boys here.
I hate all the women. I hate them.
They're such heckin' good boys.
Okay. I'm gonna roll a 50-50 chance on his enslaved soul. On who he targets.
This is fucking bad.
So, Grimshaw, you're 51 and above. Benson, you're 1 to 50.
Mm-hmm.
56. So it's gonna have to Grimshaw. Grimshaw, please make me a will save. As he says, your soul is mine.
Very strange song with him.
Not today, demon.
And I get a 36.
Damn it! Nice.
What found you?
That could have ended this fight.
It was a natty 19. Like, there's nothing else that would have helped me.
Fantastic roll.
You don't fail that roll. We're still leaving.
All right, that was Kron's turn. It comes to the stone golem. Stone golem is going to
Benson. Wait, I thought Benson went before it.
No,
Benson goes first.
Yeah, we're not at the top of the round yet.
Not at the top of the round.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, right,
Tim, calm down. I have the initiative tracker.
I'm just so stressed. I'm so stressed.
I can tell you're stressed. I can tell you're stressed. Calm down. I guess.
Look, he's sweating. He's sweating for you.
He's breaking a sweat over there, Timmy.
I'm so sweaty.
What's wrong? What's wrong with this room full of horrible creatures? Alright, it is once again going to... Alright, so it's going to do two things here. It's going to do a slowing pulse again. So, boom! It's going to hit you guys with slowing pulse. So, Benson and Grimshaw, make me a fortitude save again.
Oh, no... 29.
29. That is a fail.
I knew it.
35.
Oh, no.
Success.
Oh, I rolled so bad.
Do you have a hero point?
I thought we were supposed to get new hero points, but my sheet says zero, so I guess I used it.
We got them before we went down the dungeon. So you probably didn't use it down there.
Yes, I did. You
would have a new one here if you want to use it.
Okay. I would have a new one for Sunset Imports.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah,
this seems like a place you would want to use it, so that's why I'm letting you know.
It's like... Benson, how much movement do you have? You probably have 25 feet of movement.
25 feet. And then I can't remember how far Misty or Dimension Door gets me.
Right.
Okay. I think it's like 120.
It's a decent amount.
Yeah, I will use my hero point.
All right.
Because Benson, roll? I failed, so I'd be slowed one for a minute.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, what did you roll?
I rolled a 9.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So Benson harkens back to a time in his memory when he was training his chrono worm powers.
Oop. Benson?
Huh? Benson's doing that. Okay.
I'm really stressed. So Grimshaw remembers a time when he was training his chrono worm powers, and he kind of got stuck in time, and he was stuck there for a long time, and he broke out of it because he's harnessing his powers, and that would give him the strength to roll marginally better. So a 32.
That is a success.
Okay, so crit success.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
There you go.
All right.
This thing fucking sucks.
So it is then going to do something. So after... So it does that anyway. Let me see how long it takes it to use it again.
Oh, okay. So it's a...
It's up to a die roll, yeah. It's then going to do something called Inexorable March. So the golem strides up to its speed, pushing back each creature whose space it moves into and damaging them if they try to stop its movement. You can attempt to borrow the way by succeeding at a fortitude save. So it is going to try to move past you guys and get to the door.
That's bulldozing.
I mean, it's a fortitude save.
Right.
John, you have two hero points.
I do.
I say we roll. We roll to keep him from going. I mean, we've got two beefy boys.
It's a fort save, right?
It's a fort save.
It's a fort save.
So I'm going to roll.
Yeah, I'll roll.
Pull my sheet back up.
I shouldn't have rolled. But what else? What other choice did I have?
I'm pretty sure I did a good job rolling.
Okay.
When I get to my fucking things, you said this is fortitude?
Yep, they're just fortitude save.
36.
36. That is a success.
So that was a crit success.
Yep. Succeeding at a fortitude save on a critical success, the resisting creature takes no damage, otherwise it is damaged as if hit by the golem's fist. Can attempt to bar the way by succeeding, so it doesn't... Pushing back each creature whose space it moves into and damaging them if they try to stop it. Okay, so it doesn't say that it doesn't move still.
That's weird.
So let me see. The stone golem strides up to its speed, pushing back each creature whose space it moves into and damaging them if they try to stop its movement. The creature can attempt to bar the. Okay, so I guess you do stop it. Yeah, because the fortitude save is the attempt to stop it. So yeah.
So if I fail, what does that mean? Benson succeeded, I failed.
So Benson stops it, he doesn't take any damage. Benson already stopped it, so you would just take the damage, but it has stopped his movement. So there's two damage.
Yep.
Let's see, damaging them if they try to stop its movement. So it just does a fist attack on you as if it had hit you with it. So.
Okay.
So it's going to be 29 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be minus 12 from that because Benson's using a retributive strike.
17.
Thirty-one,
that is it.
Okay, and this is bludgeoning damage.
Wait, how are you doing bludgeoning damage?
My shifting sword.
Oh, right, it's still a club.
Yeah. He shifted, yeah.
God, 8 points of damage. I doubt any of that fucking went through.
It did not.
DR10. Wonderful.
Yep.
So that is going to be... So, Slow Impulse, March. It does not say that this is a once-per-turn thing. So I think it's just going to try again.
It's... All right, well, I'll try to stop it again.
Yeah. So one action, yeah. So go and roll again.
Oh my
he got
gosh.
Stopped the first time from Benson, so it's just gonna keep pushing.
Ugh, terrible.
Same exact roll, 36. Get fucked.
All right. I take the damage again.
Yeah. Okay. 23 points of bludgeoning damage this time.
I got a 29. I didn't think that does it.
It does not do it. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. That was its turn. Benson, it is your turn. Grimshaw, so you said you wanted to go after him?
Yeah.
Okay, alright, I will move you up in front of the Scarlet Triad Bruisers. So Benson and Grimshaw, you have stopped the stone golem from pushing past you two towards the door, and you are holding it off, but it is now your turns.
Benson is going to move, and I'm sure in current attack of opportunity here. There. Then he is going to use his Cloak of the Mount's Back to teleport. How do you do the line thing again?
There's a little... It's on the left side where you have the token controls. Mm-hmm. There should be like a measuring thing in there. Yeah, there you go.
All the way out to there.
Well, you have a longer range than that, right?
Yeah, but I'm not leaving Elkwood undefended.
Okay. Well, I mean, Elkwood can move even more after this.
That's entirely true. I go the full way out, so I'm off the map.
Yeah.
Now, don't fucking die, Grimshaw.
I'm not planning on it.
All right.
I have to kill you later.
Grimshaw, it's your turn.
Okay.
So I can move
30. 30. And I am out of the building.
All right.
What the fuck? What the hell is going on in there?
There's too many of them. Slaver demon, a bruiser, a golem. We're outnumbered.
Scarlet Triad is using Game Shark.
All right, so you guys get out. The Scarlet Triad bruiser, his name is Lurb, by the way. Not that it matters. Lurb. L-U-R-B.
His fucking name's Lurb.
I know, his names are... He's not even a demon. He's just
a guy.
Just a guy.
That was a man that was bullied for his name. And he's like, I'll take revenge for everything.
I'm gonna bruise everybody and enslave them. What? Oh my god. Alright. So, 25. Alright, so he pretty much gets to... let's see. He gets to just... He gets close to the double doors into the warehouse, but he's not able to see you guys through it all. So you guys are in the clear from him. Elkwood, it is your turn. They just told you all the stuff that just happened.
What about Kezra?
Great question.
No, didn't he go or?
No, Kezra's after you.
Oh, okay. That's. Yo, yeah, that's right. They rolled. I'm used to. Okay, rolling.
All right, here's a serious question. If this demon teleports out here all by itself, do we gank it and try to turn this combat around, or are we seriously just, like, getting out?
I don't see why not.
All right, so Kezra's still inside the warehouse, correct?
Yeah.
So, okay. Elk, he's going to take a... Since he's invisible, I'm actually going to have him move up here, and he'll ready an action in case like an enemy starts coming out that he's just gonna shoot, like kind of like a distraction shot or something like that.
Alrighty,
that's all I can think of, because like I mean, if we're booking it, then that's one thing, but if we're just waiting for Kezra to come out,
I'd
rather be kind of like in a pinpoint position here.
Alright. Kezra, it is your turn.
Kezra will just continue out into the room. So did you all make your way outside?
Yeah, we're all out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everybody's pretty outside. Clear. So you're in the showroom now. I don't know if you have the speed to get out.
It's two actions.
I get right there to the middle of the room.
Okay, you're in the middle of the... Okay.
Take that floor rug on your way up.
All right. That's my rug now. Okay, it comes to Kron's turn. Kron is going to... What kind of speed does he have? So he goes through the door that you went out of, Kelly.
Okay.
So he's in the hallway, and he's just like, why is this door open? What's going on here? And then he dimension doors into the room that you're in.
Oh boy.
He's like, who let this door in? Who's letting the draft out?
We're not trying to cool the outside.
Were you slavers raised in a barn?
It is the stone golem's turn. Stone golem does something you guys can't see.
Probably next to sick gritty.
That's what you guys can't see, though. See, you're not witnessing it.
Shit, God, go back in.
We can't.
Benson and Grimshaw, it is your turns.
Well, it didn't. This golem didn't come through the doors, though.
No, it did not.
Maybe this is the strat.
Like, it can't come out.
Yeah, maybe it can only go so far.
We don't know that. We don't really know that for 100%, though.
Well, what if I rolled a knowledge check?
Knowledge check on the golem?
Yeah.
Sure.
Come on, big money die. Let's go.
is Arcana or Crafting? So
26.
26. That is a fail, unfortunately.
Okay.
Do not know enough about golems to say yes or no.
No. All right, well. Yikes. Well, I spent an action. Kezzer's not out yet. I'm going to use these two actions to activate my cloak.
Okay.
So, I'm super fast. Now I don't have any issues about getting anywhere.
I don't really... I guess Benson will ready action in case something happens.
Okay. In case somebody comes running out at you?
Yeah.
All right. Next it comes to Lurb. Lurb comes running into the room like a football linebacker, except with a great club. So he comes running into the room, cannot see Kezra.
Mm-hmm.
But Elko, he can see you guys though.
He could definitely see me.
I
can see a sliver of him.
You can see a sliver of him.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to take the shot, you can. So he's sort of standing in front of like a display case. But he's not like
it's cover.
I was gonna say he's tall, so it's not like he would have like full cover or anything. But you can take a shot here if you would like.
Right. I don't know if I should.
Oh, you probably ignore cover, don't you?
Only if I'm doing Hunter's Aim.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't even done Hunter's Prey on him or anything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, sorry.
So, I don't know if I should reveal my position right now.
Oh, you're invisible. I forgot about
that.
Yeah,
I'm invisible still. So, like, it'd be cool. But at the same time, I just don't want to expose myself and be like, oh shit, you know.
Okay.
Because all my bonuses, like I have no bonuses with all this.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to attack right now.
Okay. In which case, he is going to. Hold on. Let me make sure he's got the movement for this. So that was actually two actions. So he is going to go up. He's going to see you guys, and then he's going to shout to Kron.
Get the door.
I don't know if you guys would be able to hear it. It wouldn't be quiet about it either. Elkwood, it's now your turn. So you saw him go up, get behind that shelf or that display case, and now he told Kron to get the door.
To close
somebody
it?
Somebody to get the door. Yeah, to close it, yeah.
But we didn't see the stone golem walk, because I have line of sight. We didn't see the stone golem go here.
You have not seen the stone golem walk out.
And when does Kezra go? After me. Directly after me, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. Should we try? Maybe this stone golem can't come into this room. Like, maybe can only stay in a certain area.
I mean, that's a wonderful idea. I agree with you on that. It's just like we gotta do some maneuvering.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, he's gonna hunt prey on this dude and take two actions. So that ignores pretty much everything.
All right.
And all of a sudden, and I will get a bonus to this.
Yeah, he's flat-footed.
Because he's flat-footed, or
yep.
Off guard.
Yeah, off guard.
Off guard. Yep.
Tim.
All right, so no cover, and he takes the off guard minus two.
He takes off guard, and plus I get a plus two to this as well because this is the hunter's aim. So it could be a plus. Off guard is like a one, so I think.
Off guard's a minus to his AC.
Yeah.
So.
It's a minus to my AC, not to your attack. But
with a plus 23 with this,
ooh.
This is a 35. God, such a low roll, but.
Ah.
Still a hit.
Yeah. Damage. Look at all my dice. 25 points of damage.
Mm.
Ah! Solid hit.
Ah! You hit him in the back of the shoulder. Is it 25?
Yep.
Ow.
Yeah, that was a 1 on my 1d8, but yeah, it was like a 1, 7, ooh. 5, 6, and 2. So
okay.
It was a nice menagerie.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
And now he's visible.
And now you're visible. Are you doing anything else on your turn?
I can't. That was all okay. Three actions.
Oh, right. Yep. Kezra, it is your turn. because they were not aware of you, they told you their plan, so.
Yep. All right. God, I really wish I wasn't slowed.
Yeah, it was kind of funny that you were that he it wasn't even aware of you, and you were the most affected by the slow.
Oh, this is stupid.
Jake, why are you so mean?
This is in the book, man.
A book that you wrote? Question right. mark.
Wait, let me see the author.
Oh my god, my name's right here.
Kesra's invisibility drops, and he appears in the middle of the room as a frightening image to both of these. Kronk and the other dude, and they both must, and most, but both must roll will saves as I cast okay. fear.
All right, so I'm gonna do. They're equal distance from you, so I'll just go top to bottom. So Kron, the Kalibanakis demon, and this is a fear spell.
Yep.
Okay. So he gets a 38.
That is a critical success. Just a critical success. Okay, so barely.
Barely critical. So he lashed.
I'll show you the meaning of fear.
And then Lurb, he gets a 32.
He is frightened one.
What, frightened one? He goes, wait, brother.
Anyway, the brothers?
And that's my turn.
Guys, this might be a hot take, but I don't think they're actually family.
Oh no, my brother, he went to the abyss, came back, you know. He moved on the world down there.
Really turned his life around, and I'm evil, so a good way? I don't know.
I'm proud.
Alright. Oh, and that was all your actions?
Yep.
Okay. Kron, seeing what happened, realizing you tried to use fear and you're still in the room.
Yeah, I think those things had he had a bonus to fear effects, didn't he?
He is a Kalibanakis demons have a plus one versus plus one to all saves versus magic. So,
okay.
Yeah. So mostly it's a blinder bonus, but it's one of those things that it covers a lot. Mm-hmm. So, he is going to dimension door to the door, and close it.
Oh no, he was just supposed to attack me.
God.
Hey, Grimshaw, looks like we have a door to break down.
Well, they just closed it.
Yeah. That's all he had time for.
Yeah.
No, but we have to break it down.
We have to break it down.
We have to commit property damage.
Alright, the... comes to the Stone Golem's turn. Stone Golem hits the gritty. Kezra hears it.
That's the Stone Golem gritty if no one's around to see.
That's the episode title right there.
Always.
There's a statue gritty if no one's watching. okay. Benson, it is your turn. You saw the demon teleport and close the doors.
Benson's like,
and you know Kezra's in there.
Fuck's sake, he runs up to the door.
Fucking doors, man. Every time a golem fight happens.
I will open the door.
Just the
doors. Golems and doors, man. What the fuck? He will open the door.
Alright.
And is he close enough for Benson to get a swing off?
Yes, as you open the door, you can see that the Kalibanakis demon is right there.
He's just like, oh, hey.
But he closed the door and immediately opened. He's just like, hey.
Yeah, Benson will take a swing with his last action.
Alright.
Benson's like, fuck you! Oh, this might act... Well, probably won't be a crit because of the whole demon thing, but... Tim, 18 plus 19.
37.
37 as a hit, my friend.
Hey!
Alrighty. Probably going to roll, like, 5 damage.
No.
17 damage.
17?
That was good.
A solid thwack with his warhammer.
Oh, yeah.
Thwack!
Okay, sorry, what was the damage?
17.
17. Alright. And that is your turn.
Nobody closes a door in front of my face.
Grimshaw, it's your turn.
Okay, Grimshaw. Oh, this is so juicy. I got the cloak activated. With one action, is going to get behind the slaver demon.
Okay.
He's like,
So you go running around him?
Yep.
All right, he does have an attack of opportunity.
In my head, I'm like, is there a long way I can go? Because I have enough movement.
You can Kool-Aid Man through the wall.
How big is
the building?
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, Kool-Aid Man through the wall.
Couldn't you do that, that one ability? That,
I can,
like,
tumble through to try to avoid it, right?
That's true, if you want to.
Or I thought you could teleport, like, for that attack or something.
Oh, I could do it. Well, reversing... Actually, if I was right here, it is say I just do my movement. It's not a bad idea, Mark. Actually, that's a pretty dang good idea.
I think that's worth
it. It's a pretty sweet fucking idea, Mark.
It's a pretty good idea. So, I wager.
I'm full of
Mark. Mark gets a hero point.
Hey! You know, sometimes someone else right can play your character better than you.
They're right in the pocket again.
I make a sweet fucking joke and Mark gets the hero point? What the fuck?
So I appear, but I... Oh, wait a second. No. That's not how reversion charge works. Reversion charge is you move up to your speed, so I'd still incur an attack of opportunity.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then I'd bounce back. So you take that hero point right back away.
It does it say you stride, or does it just say you move?
I'm pretty sure it says stride. Reverse and charge. Stride up to your speed. Yep. If you end your movement within melee, then you get to take me do a melee.
Reverse and charge. Gritty up to your speed.
So I'm just gonna move.
I'm just gonna stride and take the attack of opportunity.
Take the AOO.
So I guess I'll hit the AOO right here.
Yeah. So you hit the AOL right next to him. Mm-hmm. There's a 38 to hit.
Yep, that's a hit.
Retributive strike.
Yeah! There's going to be 30 points of piercing damage.
Ooh.
Take 12 off of that.
I think you mean 18 points of piercing damage. I complete my movement.
32.
Oh, yeah, that's right, your strike. My sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the 32 to hit is a hit.
Shut the fuck up, Jim! Okay. That is 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
Alright. Alright. Tim, you may now finish your turn.
I may finish my turn. So the one action to move behind, one action to strike. You are flanked. I probably will still miss because now my dice are ice cold.
Ooh.
With a 24...
That is a miss.
Okay, I got one action left.
Professional tip, you don't need your dice back up. Tuck them under your balls.
Wait, is that how it works? I'm actually going to cry out to Milani for some sacred defense. So I'm going to roll that religion check. Like,
Milani, things are really bad. Please help. I don't know if we can do this without you.
Wow. First time I've actually gotten Sacred Defense. I actually hit the DC, and so now I gain 5 temporary hit points. Okay. It's not that much. I should have just healed myself, honestly.
Yeah, that really would have been better.
That's pretty bad. All right. Well,
okay.
You live and you learn, as they say.
You live and you learn.
I love it
when
you
get Lurb.
I love it when you have, like, this thing that you think is really good, and then you immediately realize after you use it, it's like, oh, I have something that's, like, 5 times better than this.
Yeah. Alright, after Grimshaw, it comes to Lurb. Lurb is feared, but he knows a caster when he sees one, so he's going to run directly at you, Kezzer.
You can do that when you're feared?
Yeah.
You can run when you're feared? What?
He even succeeded at it, but he's still a little frightened about
it. I thought there was something like you couldn't move closer to the target you're feared from.
Oh.
Or is that some 5e bullshit that I'm remembering?
Yeah, it might be some 5e stuff.
Yeah, get the shit out of here, John.
Yeah.
Whatever, God.
He is going to do Pummeling Flurry.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have reach, do you, Tim?
No. He'll get it. He'll get the step.
Good.
Yeah. He can still get a step. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So,
before.
Yeah, I know. replaying the same old thing. So he's going to go up. The Bruiser makes a great club strike and a kick strike. So he's going to go up and do the great club. Remember, he is frightened. So it is a minus one. 32 to hit.
Hit.
All right. It is going to be 19 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. That'll be 7 points of bludgeoning damage with a liberating step.
All right.
And you get a step, so you don't get the other attack on you.
Okay.
And you take a step.
Yep. I will step next to Grimshaw.
All right. Good spot. In which case, he is going to use his last action, because he didn't get the kickoff. Hmm. So he's going to take his last action to go up and flank you with Kron. And he is no longer frightened. Elkwood, your turn.
Okay. Elkwood's going to move 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Ah, I see him.
Yeah.
It's a sliver. That's all I need. One action, and then two actions to do a hunter's aim. Let's fucking go. 38 to hit, baby.
And this is going against Kron?
The Bruiser.
Or Lurb.
Lurbo.
Yes. Lurbo.
Right, this is going against him. I hope he feels bad for having it.
I feel bad. I cast Vicious Mockery. Your name's stupid.
Your name's dumb. Your parents are dumb. Alright, so you said 32?
38.
38. Oh, that is it.
Okay. That is 32 points of damage.
Ooh. See, that's where I thought the 32 was coming from.
6, 7, 2, 7, 6, 4. Yeah.
Okay.
Jake casually admits you can see into the future. What?
yeah. All right. Kezra, it is your turn.
Kezra casts Flicker.
Flicker?
Oh.
Ooh. It's the replacement for
Sounds
Blink.
Sounds like a dating app.
The remastered Blink.
the remastered Blink,
dating
yeah.
app for extra-dimensional beings.
So he turns, he starts phasing in and out of existence as he's warping through the planes, and his turn immediately ends, and he will teleport at random.
Okay.
And he will teleport right here.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh.
Okay. Suck it.
Okay,
Jake.
So you teleport to southwest on the other side of Kron. So
defensive.
You are now no longer, no longer flanking, no longer being flanked.
Get fucked, slavers.
So Kron, it comes to Kron's turn. Kron is surrounded by two champions. Teleporting sorcerer, a archer, and then a giant fucking bird, which I don't know if actually is actually there, Elkwood?
It's there.
It's there, okay.
He's kind of like, I would say like above the building a little bit, but...
Okay, alright. Yeah, so is he within view of the front door, though?
I guess so.
Okay, alright. So I'm trying to give a hint at his evaluation here. And so he's going to look around at all of you and just be like... One of your mine! And then he turns to Benson. Benson, I need you to make a will save.
Oh, crap.
I don't think you could use this spell at will.
Just a two-action jam, my brother.
I think Benson's totally fucking fine.
Okay.
Will save.
Probably a retest.
I mean, it's still plus... No, reflex is my worst. 17 plus
17.
34. 34. That is a success, so you're good.
Bitches ain't right, shit. And,
yeah. In which case, he is going to... I think he's just going to strike out... I think he's going to strike out at Kezra.
Oh.
No, not Kezra.
Yeah,
this is actually unfortunate because I don't have Retributive Strike back.
Yeah, I use my Liberating Step, too.
Damn.
So he's going to do his Horns, because that is his best attack. And then that is going to be a 30 to hit.
Yep.
Wait, are you flickering, though?
It's I get resistance.
Oh, it's just resistance. Mm. Okay.
What if Benson says no?
I'm asking. Assert yourself against the demon.
No, don't do that.
That is 30 points of piercing damage.
Oh, fuck. 25 damage.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Slow down.
You hear the stone golem. Stop doing the gritty.
No.
Oh, snap.
He's like,
something horrible's happened. Benson, your turn.
All right. Gonna do the old swing at this guy.
Yeah, we're flanking. It's off guard. Get it.
I really like the fact that almost every one of your fights comes down to doorways.
Right? Dude, you just funnel.
Every single one.
Funnel.
Funnel's the stress. Shades of a... What's the name of the goddess of doorways?
Adalars?
It wasn't Alani, no.
No.
Alani.
I know that there was a Roman god named Janus that was the god of portals and doorways.
Hmm.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Oh, yeah, so I wonder if what's her name was based on that, yeah.
That is a 32.
32, that will be a hit.
Yay! Damage. 12 points of damage.
Well, oof. He doesn't have DR, though. So
yes, so.
We'll take it.
And second swing.
Plus 14, 32.
How much?
14
plus
14.
I'm terrible at math. So.
Oh, that's 28. 28. So that'll be. That will be a hit because he's flying.
Hey, let's go.
Because he's off guard. Yeah.
14 points of damage.
14 points of damage.
And we're just gonna swing for the fences on this last turn because I don't need to raise my shield because Benson's a Chad. That's a miss. That's a definite miss.
All right, Animus. Grimshaw, your turn.
Grimshaw is going to strike. I'm going to keep this turn pretty basic. I'm going to strike. I picked up the die too quickly. It almost looked like a crack die. But I wasn't sure because I didn't take a long time at it, so I'm just going to call it as the dice is, and that is in at one.
Oh.
So, give me that crit fail.
Wonderful beam.
Fog of War, you're dazzled until the end of your next turn.
So the end of my next turn.
That is
that sucks.
That sucks.
Woof. Okay. I'm going to use an action to heal myself with a lay on hands, so I get 30 points back, and then I'm going to raise my shield.
All right,
that's my turn.
Is it only with Benson that gets the AC boost from lay on hands, or do you as both?
It's only if you do it to an ally. If you lay on hands, lay on hands an ally, they get an AC boost.
Oh, okay. Fuck! Yeah, I should have laid on hands Kezra. God damn it.
I'm fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
He could have gotten an AC boost, though.
Yeah.
That's true, but I don't know if it would help.
I'm fine. Oh, dang, Jake.
I'm just saying.
You guys are stupid and not based.
Lurb shouts out the Gromrod numbered. Get back. And then he's going to spend his entire turn running into the warehouse.
Coward!
Yeah, he can make it.
So one of us needs to close that door so they can't dimension door, is what you're saying.
Benson, grapple the demon, throw him outside so we can just...
Oh my gosh.
That actually might be a strat. He cannot dimension door while grappled.
That actually might be a strat.
He cannot take you with him.
Oh, that's
Whoa.
Right.
So you'd have to break it, yeah. Alright. Elkwood, it's your turn.
Okay, Elkwood is going to change angles here. He is going to switch prey to the demon here.
Yep.
And this time, he's going to use an action to... Bamir automatically will come down, but then use the other action because he can't fit through a fucking door because there's just way too many people in the way.
There's a lot of people in the doorway.
But
so
he will use his support ability, his wonderful gross support ability, to vomit on top of this demon.
Okay.
Which doesn't do anything until unless I hit.
Mm,
and then he has to roll a fortitude save.
A fortitude save. Okay.
All
right.
So he's an old wretch, so he's covered in a whole bunch of, I don't know, a whole cow, maybe, at this point. And he's going to shoot with his longbow. I don't think I get the bonus for that, but it doesn't matter with a 34 to hit.
That'll be hit.
Okay, so that's just regular damage, but he's now hunted prey, and that is low damage. 19 points of damage.
19 points of damage.
But now he has to roll a save.
42 save. Okay.
Yeah, let me check, because it's...
38.
Yeah, he passed.
Okay. I love vomit.
You do you, man.
Immediately, all of us just go, whoa!
Oh my god!
I understand you're a demon from the hells and the abyss, but come on.
Alright,
you, man.
Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, I was just looking at the DC save, and I'm like, yeah, if there was any, like, save, I think it's pretty much he saves, and that's it.
Okay. Alright. Kezra, your turn.
Kezra sees him potentially trying to retreat, and he will reach out to grapple him.
Alright.
And remember, he can be grappled by multiple people, so don't hesitate to jump.
Yes, yes.
You just need a hand free.
Dogpile the demon.
Natural 20. He is immobilized.
Wow.
Just beating. Welcome to New York.
He is officially out. He is restrained. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh my
all right.
Gosh.
Let's
you
go.
Can't cast spells.
No, nope, you cannot. All right. That was one action.
Yep. And Kezra with his second action.
Give him a noogie.
Yeah, all your prison shank.
There was a very, very different level of violence to each of our suggestions there.
That demon can take it.
Yeah, with his second action, yeah, he'll just attack him with his Cinderclaw gauntlet.
Nice.
Whatever.
Sure. Just grab him by the neck and
natural
then rake 20. It across his face.
Natural freaking 20.
What a god. What a god. Wait, what
go.
A god.
Oh my god. Alright, get the crit cards.
Crit our way to success. Crit our way to success.
Go for the Ezekiel choke. All right.
Normal grazing hit, normal damage, he's stunned 3.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Holy crap.
He's dead. This dude's dead.
And he has a fortitude save for the Cinderclaw gauntlet as acrid smoke pours out of the gauntlet.
Oh my god. Right. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
27.
Absolute
seconds, so.
Fucking unit. He is can't that... even attempt to escape his next
no,
turn.
No, he can't.
Because that's all
insane.
He could have done with his next turn, anyways.
Uh-huh.
Oh
Kelly,
my
was that
gosh.
A fail?
What?
27, is that a fail?
Yeah, the gauntlet DC is only 19.
Is it?
It's not tied to me. It's tied to the gauntlet.
See if there was like an update to that. That if it was like,
yeah, it's
like
a five item. So,
well, I was thinking with the remaster, if like certain things were, you know, leveled with you or something
right, so
like that, because it's a cool item and I want it to be evergreen.
Yeah,
but
he'll take 13 damage.
All right,
not bad.
Nice,
still not bad.
Wow, that was awesome.
That was a huge ass turn. Oh
we
my
just,
god.
We're getting rid of a slaver demon right now.
Wait, you rolled natural 20 to grapple and natural 20, so you have an extra turn, right? Or an extra action?
No, I'm still slow.
Oh, he's still slow, 20. Yeah. Let's see it, Jim.
Hey, that was a hell of a use.
The humongous balls on Kezra being slowed and doing all that earn him a hero point.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Give him 5.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
5 hero points.
Holy shit. Alright, so. It is Kron's turn. He is surrounded by two champions while grappled by a sorcerer. A large bird looming on him, vomiting on him, really. And Elkwood has the arrow trained on his face. I am going to say, I will see you guys next week.
Yeah, you
Woo!
Will.
He's like, oh, nice
runner.
Got ourselves a good old-fashioned slaver demon.
Oh, boys, let's get back.
Oh, man.